And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton. Mark Trahant is a professor of journalism at the University of North Dakota, though he'll leave that post at the end of the academic year for Washington, D.C., to serve as the editor for Indian Country Today. He's also the author of a blog called Trahant Reports, and today his commentary is about the potential consequences of a trade war with China.
Make no mistake, the outcome, when it finally occurs, is a dollar and cents issue that will impact the daily lives of Native people, tribal governments, and businesses. Why? A tariff is a tax. It's a tax that's paid every time someone buys a product that's on a country's tariff list. And now so many agricultural products, such as soybeans, will be taxed by China. According to the National Congress of American Indians, agriculture is increasingly important to Native economies, representing the economic backbone of more than 200 tribal communities, according to the Census of Agriculture. In 2007, annual Indian agricultural production exceeded $1.4 billion. Agriculture represents one risk in a trade war. Representative Tom Cole, our Oklahoma, wrote last month, "Free trade contributes to our national prosperity as well. However, having open markets is not an invitation for others to take advantage of us." Cole called tariffs bad news for his state. Cole told CNBC Friday that outside of agriculture, the trade issue is a net plus because somebody is finally doing something about China, which has simply ripped us off since we let them in the World Trade Organization. A potential trade war also has huge implications for global warming. The Trump administration, of course, has attacked virtually every climate policy from the past administration. And the first action in this trade dispute involves solar panels. Now the trade war could upend extractive industries, especially coal. China has not levied a tariff on coal, but it's widely expected because of the industry's ties to President Trump. China is the world's largest importer of coal. So tribes that mine coal, such as the Crow Nation in Montana, have looked toward China and Asian markets as a way to make coal great again. But other tribes along the shipping route, such as the Lummi Nation in Washington, see dirty coal trains bound for Asia as a threat to their salmon and their treaty rights. There is a connection between global trade and global warming. A report by the United Nations says this issue presents an important policy conundrum. Behind every trade transaction, there is a product process and, in turn, associated greenhouse gas emissions. Policies that modify trade can influence emissions, while policies for reducing emissions can also influence trade. So a trade war could slow commerce and the emissions that cause global warming. I'm Mark Trahant.
You can read Mark's commentaries online at TrahantReports.com.